This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a legal question here, Dave Harrigan. And it's also a moral question. Because I care for this person deeply. But we just found out from our guy, Adam Carter, that he has influenza B, which is not good. Anybody that's had influenza knows that is not enjoyable, and it lasts for a while. And according to Adam, according to the doc he saw, he goes with Doc. He's a Doc guy. Whenever he's talking about the Doc. Do you go Doc?
No, not usually.
No, I'm not a Doc guy.
I like to offer them a little bit more respect than Doc.
Well, speaking of respect, he first started getting sick Thursday.
Yeah.
Had a bad weekend. Wasn't able to answer the bell here Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then today, before he went back to the doc or saw the doc, he came in and he worked at the same microphone I'm working at in because we're in the Wolf studio.
Yes, he did do that.
He cleaned it. He switched the mic flag. But if my kid gets influenza B because of him, I'm going to kill him.
Hmm.
Is that a defensible position?
How would you go about doing it?
I'm going to run him over in a car a number of times if Quentin has to go through pain for 5-6 days.
Okay. So you'll start probably running him over, going forward, then look back over him, and then maybe again forward.
Well, he once ruptured his Achilles. I'll have to find out which one.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's more vulnerable there. So then he's prey to me on the road.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to know if it was going to be a quick thing, if you were going to make him suffer.
No, I'm going to make him suffer.
Okay.
But it's hard because I love the guy. And I'll miss him a lot because we text nonsense about 17 times a day. And I might be in the clink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But if you love somebody, you got to teach them a lesson once in a while. You got to be honest with them.
That would be a bit of a lesson.
That'd be harsh.
Now, you're in a separate situation, so like you feel good. You're fine.
Well, I mean, I'm only about, 5 feet away from where he was breathing for 3 hours.
Yeah.
I feel worse for DJ, who was here for those 3 hours.
Yeah, that's true.
Good luck to you, Dave Josephson.
And he's probably he's got a trip to Siberia tomorrow, I assume.
I think he's actually already on a flight to Siberia.
Yeah.
Going to be backpacking from Siberia to the Kremlin.
And he'll be on Signal app the entire
exactly
time.
Right.
And Steve Witkoff will be waiting for him. So Adam could have stayed home.
Could have.
And that leads right into our conversation, a conversation we've had a lot on the show, working from home, working remotely, wherever it might be compared to, hey, guess what? Show up traditionally, and that's what your bosses want, and potentially that's a support to the community and to the location where the business is. Now, okay, we're getting the text here.
Yes.
Hold on. Did you have a chance to read? Yeah, so much for HIPAA. Yeah, HIPAA's out.
HR does not apply in number three.
Well, I've just admitted to vehicular manslaughter before it's happened.
Well, you haven't admitted to actually doing it yet, just considering it. It's no crime in that.
Oh, if Quentin goes through about 7 to 10 days of pain, it's about 90-10.
Okay.
And it's going to hurt me because I truly love the guy.
We can wipe this audio.
Exactly.
Nobody's listening.
Hey, what? I heard they talked about it. Where's the podcast? Don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'll tell you a great story with Harlan. So There was a stretch where Kevin wanted to be on radio after the games. So back, do we still say back in the day? I never really said it back then, so now I'm going to say it now when it's like 20 years too late to say it.
That's fine.
If it was a cable game, I did TV. It was an over-the-air game, Kevin did TV.
Okay.
And this, I think, might have been Jimmy Rogers or Salty Sea Captain, Bill Blair, one of the all-time favorite characters. Loved him. Absolutely. Another phenomenal Jeff Municki nickname, the greatest Wolves employee ever. And they just get crushed, right? They get beat. And
the Wolves got crushed?
I know. Hard to believe the first five, six years they were getting crushed, right? And I'm tough on him during the game already. Kevin, I'm sure, was tough on him on TV. And he comes over, and we're going at it. We're telling the truth, okay? We're doing what broadcasters are supposed to do.
Post-game show on radio.
Yes, it is nauseating to watch a game and have broadcasters, more often than not, local, lie to you like they're Tulsi Gabbard and John Ratcliffe.
Just blaming the officials.
And it happens. They're making excuses and blaming the officials. So, Kevin, credit to Tim Leiwicki, Charlie Frank, they told us to tell the truth. Well, this particular postgame show, I forget if it was Marv, Wolfenson, who once told us his nickname was Bucket Nuts, or Harvey Ratner. And so, the next day, Charlie, director of broadcasting, our friend, our boss, great human being, calls us both on a conference call and says, we're in trouble because so-and-so, for the first time, is mad at you guys, felt like you were too tough. And I think I might have said, how much trouble are we in? And I think Charlie said, well, I think it's going to blow over. And Kevin goes, oh, man, this is bad. This is bad. Because I got an idea. And he's living in Kansas City now. He's like, I'm going to fly up this afternoon. Let's get the broadcast set up, and let's do the post-game show over again, and let's put it with the game. And Charlie and I start laughing, going, Kevin, what are you talking about? It's like, yeah, let's go up there. It's the floor down Target Center. And Charlie's like, I think. He's like, we'll recreate it, and we'll be tough, but not as hard. I'm like, Kevin, Marv's already heard us. He's like, yeah, but we'll play it, and we'll say this was the actual postgame show. I'm like, who is he going to think that he's listening?
He wanted to falsify the air check.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, my goodness. This scandal. This is Wolves Radio scandal.
Bury the evidence.
Wow.
Yeah, we didn't do that. And it blew over quickly, you know. So back to work. Conceptually, the story is back in the news. Why? Because Governor Walz, you know who he's following? Donald John Trump. You know who he's following? Other governors across the country. He's following other mayors.
Including other lefties.
These are not just righties. Exactly. Gavin Newsom, who's trying to gallop to the center right now. I'm not sure many people are buying it, but with, you know, Charlie Kirk and others on his podcast. By now you heard this, where the governor announced late yesterday that most state employees will be required to return to the office for at least half of their schedule beginning June 1st. Now, if you're outside, what is it, 75 miles? An exception. Walz again talks about this approach balances the flexibility of telework with the workplace advantages of being in the office. The Walz team said about, this is state government workers, again, just to emphasize, about 60% of state government workers currently work in person, and about 60% also worked in person during the pandemic. And we know the pandemic changed everything. Megan Dayton, the president of the Minnesota Association of Professional Employees, not pleased.
Shocking.
The union in charge of the state government employees. We're going to fight this with everything we have, including potentially litigation. I maybe could use them when I run over Adam Carter if he gives Quentin influenza B.
Mm-hmm.
Dayton said, "We're incredibly frustrated. The governor decided to unilaterally do this. We were not involved in the decision-making process in any way. Our members are really mad." Let's talk about this. And I will again say, which, by the way, there are many broadcasters in this state who either currently or for years have broadcasts from outside this state, and they never told you. This is the second straight year for 2 months I broadcast in Palm Desert, California, tied to Quentin, tied to me, tied to Kathleen, and also the fact that Brad Lane trusts me and trusts you to do our show the same way. So I'm not sitting here lying about remote work. I appreciate it. I appreciate the opportunity that this job allows me to do that. The other 10 months, I am here 99% of the time. I wish today was maybe the 1% since I found out one of my closest friends has influenza B, and I'm right here again in the studio. I'm not thinking about it at all, am I?
No, I don't think this is going to weigh on your mind for a while.
Where do we stand on what the governor did and remote work? Because I still have strong opinions on it, and I know plenty of people do. Where do you stand on remote work, on businesses, on bosses, on flexibility, on getting the job done, and on adapting to where we're at in 2025 compared to where we were in 1965? Love phone calls and texts. Be as strong and forceful as you want to be on the concept of remote working. Does it still apply, or it lasted way too long? We need to get rid of it. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. I'm going to Stretch Lab at some point in the next couple days. Most likely the Plymouth location, but if it turns out it's one by Bidet Macosca, if it's one of the other 11 locations, it will work. When I stretch right now, let's see. Let me see if I'm going to try to touch my toes. Not really good. Not really.
There was some creaking there.
Yeah, there was some creaking. There was bones breaking. Yeah. Why not go to a place with trained specialists who work with a fit 16-year-old who's getting ready for the track and field season? Why not work with somebody like me, a 59-year-old who still is reasonably active? But, yeah, I get tightness in the upper back, lower back, and they help me every single time. Feel better. Flexibility. Get that rotation back. Get the blood flow on. And just feel better about yourself. 11 locations, as I said. The first time you go, because of this commercial, you tell them about it, you get half off. Don't wait. StretchLab.com. All right, lots of texts coming in. We'll get to Jim in a second. Here's my view, and then I want Dave's view, and then we'll run through your comments and would love more. The folks who think remote working is always evil and never should be tolerated are sticking their head in the sand and are unwilling to adapt. Some jobs allow it, and the quality of the product, the quality of the work, absolutely can be there. So to just say you have to be here, no matter job performance, is thinking we're back decades and decades and decades ago. Some people handle the responsibility of working at home, and there is very little difference. I have no problem, Dave Harrigan, with a boss, including ours, if they say, guess what? Product just isn't as good, and they monitor you. And they say, fine, we tried it with you, but guess what? You did not live up to your end of the bargain. You're coming back. You have to have that ability to do that. And that is the problem, again, when there is like a zero tolerance policy or a union. If some people live up to what they need to do, they should not be punished by others who are failing that responsibility. Now, I have touted downtown, and I'm not backing away in any way. I've never once said everybody has to come back 100%. I've encouraged the Big Three, which became the Big Four, and I'll give Jason plenty of credit for that on Hennepin County. But it was U.S. Bank, it was Target, and it was what? Wells Fargo, I think, was the other one, right?
I think so.
Of how about a third of the time? Something like that. You know, Target with this, what was it, like
1 week, a quarter?
That's a joke. Then don't have any policy. Just don't. But eliminating it completely and saying it's the ruination, I don't buy that. Some people, some jobs, it is essential. Others, it's not. At this place, I'll just be totally honest. At this place, do I think there are people here who handle the responsibility and the opportunities of working from home and living up to it, and some don't? I do. Am I going to name names right now? No. I'm going out to happy hour with a good buddy later today, having a couple glass of wine. Find me then, and I'll let you know. And that's how it is, job to job. So saying, oh, my God, this new generation, by the way, there are people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s working home. They don't get what it's like. Listen, is there something the two of us miss a little bit when I'm not here? A little bit. Do we know each other so well? Do we get each other's rhythm that maybe we notice but other people don't? Yeah. So it's a political and a realistic calculation for Walls. 50% of the time for state employees, Dave Harrigan's first gut instinct is?
First of all, regarding your return, speak for yourself.
Yeah.
Second of all, you know, I don't think 50% is too much to ask. And maybe that's speaking as somebody who's never been able to work from home just because of my role here.
Yeah.
I got to be in the building. Had to be in the building throughout COVID. That's just how it is. But, you know, some people handle work from home better than the others. Obviously, some people say they are more productive at home, and that might be true.
Yeah.
Some people
there are times I think I am. In fact, more often than not, I think I am because I get distracted sometimes by people and fun and all that, whereas if I'm in the office, I'm just literally in the office.
Yeah, and if I should, you know, if we could all shave that commute time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That would be fantastic. But there's plenty of other people who work from home, and you know what? I'm sure they're not quite as productive.
Yep.
They're out for a walk in the dog. They take a long lunch. Maybe they have the TV on the whole time. They're not really paying attention to the work they're doing. So, yeah, I guess, you know, I understand the union being upset because the union has to be upset. That's what the union is. They're going to stick up for
that's
the worker
the
no matter what.
For every union.
Yeah.
To get upset.
Exactly. And the governor.
Unless
you know,
they get 100% their way.
Yeah. Should the governor have consulted the legislature? Well, that really would have helped everything. Let's just, you know, add one more thing to their plate that they won't accomplish. So, yeah, he's the executive. I really don't have a problem with 50% saying, look, we appreciate a lot of you like to work from home. And, you know, 2 weeks out of every four, you're still going to get to do that. Half a month, you're still going to get to do that. But we'd still like you to come in the building because we feel there are advantages to when everybody's here working together.
651-461-9226. What do you want to say? Let's go to Jim, who's called in. Jim, you're on CCO.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
So I'm gonna start off by saying that I've been retired for 2 years. So that buys me a little bit. Having said that, for 3 years prior to retiring, I did work from home. And I would say that I was probably realistically 90% effective. But at the end of the day, if my boss or whoever owns the company or whoever signs my paycheck wants me to be in 3 days a week, 5 days a week, 8 days a week, that's what I need to do if I want that job. If I don't want the job, then fine, quit and get another job, which is not going to be easy to do in this market right now, I don't think. The other thing is that when they went to the work from home thing, the unions didn't push back at all. So seems a little two-faced right now to me to be going that route.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate that. You know, listen. He makes valid points on a job and pending union and pending the requirements. I'll just tap back to me on this one because I don't want people to think I'm hiding from the fact that I have that opportunity. Two individuals I used to work for who are still very good friends of mine, They found out at some point last year, and both reached out to me. And I know they both listen with some regularity, and both said, if you're working for me, that never would have been allowed. And I said to them both, are you still listening, you know, maybe most days for just a little bit? Yeah. And you just found out now? Because I've been out here for 5 weeks. Because they both were within a couple days. It was very funny. I said, okay, so see? Well, and I'm like, yeah. Does it sound like I missed anything? No, it just, it depends on the person. But yeah, the leverage of a boss and the leverage you have. If you absolutely need that job and you're concerned about the landscape, and I don't fault the soul for feeling that way, and you don't have union behind you, and it's a boss who really doesn't want to be that flexible, you can be very boxed in. More text. Chad, I've worked remotely since 13. Don't think I could go back to an office. I really don't care about your weekend. People clamor about daycare, kids at home during work hours is a problem. Yeah, if your justification, Dave, is, well, I now can keep my kids at home, and your kids somehow are going to be tied to your effectiveness of your job, that is an issue, right? If you're judged by your metrics, whatever your metrics might be, and you're still doing the same level of productivity, if not better, and your kids are also at home, then to me it's irrelevant, right?
I don't know how somebody can be as productive, as quality as an employee if they're dealing with kids that are of, you know, age where they need daycare help.
I agree with that, but then you judge the metric, right?
Yeah.
If you can. Not every job is that way. But, yeah, if you're calling, you're the boss, you're calling that employee, and every time they're calling me, and let's say this is when my three boys were all young, and you can hear my kids going crazy in the background, I don't fault you for saying, hey, what's going on? Last text. Is it true that the rest of the staff celebrates when you go to Palm Desert? Oh, yeah, it's very true. Big party, and I have feelings. I'm still not quite over it.
We drink a lot.
Yeah. It's also possible that Adam intentionally decided to get influenza B to try to keep me out of the studio now that I've come back.
He injected himself.
Yeah, I mean, you guys took a vote, and Adam was the one who ended up losing the vote. Rena, later than normal. Rena's next. Oh, that's fabulous. Oh, that's so good. Rena's here. Now, political reporter for Care 11. I mean, how many hats do you want to wear over there?
Political reporter, you're getting bad information. Fake news, dude.
Yeah? All I know
is you're... Danny Seabrock is our political reporter.
You are covering something related to Governor Walz. That the sources told me.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I'm sorry. I was live on the Care 11 Plus stream when the governor came out to talk about the avian flu.
Yeah.
So...
Political
All
reporter.
Your breaking news can be found on Care 11 Plus, our app for your TV.
That'll be $7,500.
No, right. It was mentioned in normal conversation, so it's free.
Very good. Dave Harrigan is going to explain a situation to you involving his lovely wife, Lindsay, and we're going to decide who is more at fault, okay?
I already know.
All right, let's go.
This one doesn't involve me.
No,
so
he's not involved.
The blame on me. She has a her best friend is an avid outdoors woman. Loves to hike, loves to do all the stuff, you know, Duluth, BWC, all that. So
sure.
She Lindsay and another friend, so a third, they were all invited to go up to a kind of a bare bones-ish kind of cabin in the Onamia Mille Lacs area this coming weekend to
kind of place I would go to.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds like, yeah.
Yeah, you're a rugged outdoorsman to enjoy some outdoor time, some hiking,
yeah.
You know, such like that. Chad, what's the forecast for Saturday?
42, 99% chance of rain. 42 is your high. Snow is absolutely in the mix.
Lindsay, who is not the experienced hiker, not thrilled about that forecast.
All right. Here's my point to Judge Rena. This weekend is March 29th and 30th. Snow, sleet, sneet, whatever, and a high of 42 in late March is not that out of the ordinary. So I think Lindsay had to step up. This is her best friend, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Wow, you could really... Jolene.
Jolene. I didn't ask like her social security number. Jolene, I love you. Let's hang in town. And how about the end of April we go up? I'm putting the responsibility on Lindsay to take control of the situation, still spend time with Jolene, but give the better weather a chance. Judge Sargentopoulos, what do you think about the case I just made?
Well, that's what the weather is here. Do we know what it's going to be in Onania?
Worse.
2 hours north of trash?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't mean that it's going to be worse. Sometimes things are better. I mean, maybe it'll be cold, but not raining or snaining or sneezing or whatever.
Yeah.
Or you know your friend is a rugged outdoorsman and you just suck it up and you go. Is that not an option? Was that not one of the options?
Yeah, she can go. Okay, so Rena Sargentopoulos. Okay, I think last time I asked you this, you said you had like 17 best friends, too. Okay, so give me the name of one of your best friends.
Anna.
Anna invites you up to Nevis this weekend and invites you a couple weeks ago. And Nevis is lovely. Great place. Great people from Nevis. But you know it's late March, and you say, Anna, come on over. We'll hang out. We might have some wine. We might have some coffee. We might do whatever.
Get bit by the dog.
Yeah, the dog will come after you. We're near the emergency room. We'll get you taken care of there. And then we'll go up to Nevis end of April. Isn't that a better decision?
Well, sure. There's a lots of other factors that come into it, though. Like, how often is she able to take time away from her family to do a girls' weekend? Like, sometimes it just doesn't work out because of kids and timing and stuff and things. I couldn't even tell you the last time I went on. I've been on one girls' weekend in my entire life.
What?
That's it. One. With one of my best friends. That's it. The two of us went together to somewhere in Florida, and that is the only time I've ever gone on a girls' trip ever.
Okay. In your 20s and 30s. Well, you're 33 now. So, okay. So, one?
Yeah, I worked in television news. I barely had enough for rent. You think I could fly around the country?
Well, you've got a private jet. That's what Dave told me. You're missing out on fun. Tell your girlfriends I'll go with them. I'm fun on a girls' weekend.
Maybe no one invites me. Did you ever think of that?
Wow. Do we have the therapist talking?
And now I'm hurt. And now I feel hurt.
Yeah, therapist Dave Harrigan. What do you have to say about the fact Rena's been invited to one girls' weekend?
She may have put the finger on the issue. Maybe she's just not very likable amongst her friends.
Wow.
Every group's got that one, right?
I didn't say that. That's Dave Harrigan saying that.
Every group of friends has that one that they're just kind of along for the ride. If you can't point out who it is,
you might be the person. Okay, when is the last time here in town you went out with multiple friends? They could be both guys, both girls, whatever. Multiple friends, and your adorable child was at home. What's happening to you right now?
That'll be on the open.
Oh, that is, I mean, I'm going to have that every time you text me.
Ringtone.
I went and had dinner with one of my girlfriends about 6 weeks ago.
Are you right now kidnapped somewhere? Get out. Let's go. Come on. Have some fun.
I do not have child care. I don't have a village. And my in-laws, who are the most angel-like people, they were sent from heaven with wings on to help me in my life.
Like, doesn't sound like it to me.
Oh, my gosh. They're in Florida. So whenever they go to Florida,
they should
I have nobody.
Yeah, Dave.
I wish they would. I can't tell them that to their face, though, because I don't want to make them feel guilty, but I cry every time they leave for Florida.
Okay.
I'm like, bye.
Give me their number. We'll call them next week.
Okay.
We'll have Dave, next Wednesday, let's start with the in-laws, and let's start with this opening line. When are you jackasses coming back? Would that be a good opening line?
I think that's
line?
Fair. Yeah, that's yeah. absolutely fair.
Honestly. How about next week after we talk to them, who wants to invite Rena out to dinner? You know, we'll have one of the listeners that will invite
so
you out.
Sad.
Wow.
Why do I come on here? I don't feel good about myself anymore.
to force yourself to make strange noises on the radio.
I regret every time I pick up the phone with the 651 number.
Yeah, it's a really weird number. It makes no sense. Most people who talk to the two of us feel the same way, professionally and personally. You know?
That sounds about right.
So you're in, I don't know if you're in good company, but you're in company.
Yeah, company.
You're yeah. in company.
There you go.
All right, we have to go.
No.
Can I tell you I'm going out to happy hour with a friend tonight? You know?
When's the last time you invited me to happy hour? Last summer.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like right now, if I asked you now, it'd be maybe October 18th. You might be available.
Yes. Of course the answer is no, but at least it would be nice to be asked.
All right. Well, I'll look for that rejection later today. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Rena, on her own. Never invited to a girls' weekend. Jason DeRussia is rarely anywhere but on a boys' and girls' weekend. He's back, though. He's going to join us in minutes. Jason should join me at Stretch Lab. He goes through periods when he tries to get in shape and get a little flexibility. We could go to the one in Maple Grove, his town. That's one of the 11 locations where Jason, who just walked in, he could work with the train specialist there. You don't just walk into Stretch Lab and say, I want to work here. Oh, good. They put you through months of training to understand their core principles and then any flexibility issues that Dave would have or I would have or Jason, they'll work with you. It's all ages. You could have a young kid and you want to get your young 12-year-old as flexible as possible. Get the right patterns going. Maybe it's your grandparents, somebody who's 80 who doesn't feel well, or somewhere in the middle, Stretch Lab works with you. Get that flexibility back, ease the pain, and because you're listening to this spot, half off your first visit. Go today, stretchlab.com. Jason is back.
Hello.
In theory, this was a child of yours visiting a college.
Correct. Yes.
Every second I looked at Instagram, there was another new photo of you.
Yeah.
So I think the trip was about you and Instagram.
Well, you know, I'm just trying. You're over here talking about stretching. I'm
yeah.
trying to support JH and Sons at the Galleria.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay. Thank you. Miami over under prop.
So a lot of people hate Miami. I was surprised
They're
how much.
Wrong.
Yeah, it's a great city.
I think it's fantastic.
Now, it's different, right? Because Seth and I were talking about this, and Seth came down from NYU, so we had the whole family.
Yeah,
it was
fabulous.
Cool. But the word hedonistic came to mind.
Yeah, yes.
Because
freedom.
It's a party city. The pool at our resort was shut down yesterday because they were building a stage. Like this week, pool party. It's like music fest in Miami this week. So I was.
There's a festival in Miami every week.
So Seth and Sam were like, could we sneak into this party? And Alyssa and I said, sure.
Bravo.
Yeah, if you want to. But the party, you know, doors open at midnight. Like, everything, it's just a different deal.
Yeah, that's a tough
and
one.
And the sexiest women, I think, possibly on the planet for sure in America.
And sexy men, too, by the way. I mean, you were there.
Yeah. I only have eyes for me.
Yeah, of course you do. How many pictures did Alyssa take of you down there? Or do you make the boys?
No. The boys don't have to do it.
Yeah, so it's Alyssa.
Yeah. I have to take pictures of her.
Yeah. It's not equal. Let's not try to compare.
I take way more pictures of her than
she Dave, is there any chance in hell more accurate, Pete Hegseth or Jason DeRussia right there? Mm. Who you got?
You know what? You're a hack of a journalist. I've never liked you. I don't trust you.
And I somehow was invited to that chat. Jason, back. He'll take you home.